Oh man, here we go. Today's episode, this is an important one. This is very, very beneficial to your business, to the success of your business. It's kind of like getting great reviews from Yelp or Google reviews. Those actually matter. You know, I didn't used to think they mattered. I didn't think people paid attention to them, but I spoke about bad reviews and bad press in one of my previous episodes, where I mentioned like you can have 5-star reviews from 5,500 people. It doesn't matter. You get that one negative review, all eyes are drawn to that negative review. So in this episode, I talk about how to do things to make sure that you get those 5-star reviews. If you get reviews, not always do people give reviews, but if they do, you want them to give you a 5-star review and, you know, with good reason, not just because you asked them to, but with real good reason, because sometimes people research those reviews to see if they're fake, to see if they're computer generated, to see if they're paid for or sponsored. But you want real reviews, real positive reviews. So my way of doing that is, I've mentioned before, customer service is key. Customer service is life. Customer service is everything for the success of your business. But to piggyback on with that, to go along with that, under promise but over deliver. Do that every single time, not to the point where it's corny and people are like, yeah, you said that before, you know. But what I like to do is under promise and over deliver. So if a client comes to me and just say they want a certain photo edited or restored, you know, I do photo restoration in Photoshop, and they want a certain photo restored, and they'll send me the photo, and I look at the photo for a while, and I go through the methods in my head of what it will take to put this photo back together. And once I figure that I can restore the photo, I tell the client, I'll do the best I can. I don't know for sure if I can make it 100% like it was, but I'll do everything I can to bring it back to that point. Now, I've already done the work either in my mind or actually did the physical work doing the Photoshop edit on the photo, if maybe just half of it, just to see if I could get it done. So once I'm 100% convinced that I could do the work that they're expecting, that they need, then I go ahead and I under promise, but I'm guaranteed to over deliver because I'm going to give them more than what they expected. So say a client sends me a photo and it's, you know, got some grease stains on it, always has some wrinkles on it, the color fades, you know, something like that. And of course, you know, I've been doing Photoshop for like 16 years now, or actually more, 20 something years. About 16 years, give or take. Anyway, yeah, I've been doing Photoshop for like 16 years. So I already know what it takes to get the job done. So when they send me that photo, I look at it, go through the methods in my head, step by step, do a couple of steps, know what I'm going to do, and know looking at the before and after of what I've already done so far. When I respond to that client and I tell them I'll do the best I can, I already know that I'm going to give them 100% complete restoration. So that way, when I finally deliver the first proof, they're expecting somewhat of a restoration. You know, he said he was going to do the best he can. I've seen his work before. He's going to do the best he can in order to make this photo, bring this photo back to life. But when they get the final result, and the final result is an immaculate, complete restoration of a very important photo to them, oh man, that's an absolute total win. That's a total win for me. Not only customer service wise, because I delivered, but just I've given them more than what they expected. Who doesn't want to receive more than what they expected? You know what I mean? Think about your paycheck. Think about, or, you know, your side hustle, a job that you've bid on and you started the contract. Just say the contract's for $500 and you mess around and do a great job and get a $25, $30 tip. That's always good. Who doesn't want extra? So you got to think the same way, the way that you would want something extra coming to you for the work that you've done. You got to think about your client, that They want something extra for what they're paying for. Give them something extra so that, number one, they're very, very, very happy with what you did. Number two, they're likely to give you a positive review, which is going to bring more clients to you. And number three, by you under-promising but over-delivering, that almost pretty much guarantees they're going to come back to you. They've already paid for you to do the service, so they're comfortable with your pricing. They know what your pricing is, so you've already got them there. And then when they, especially if it's a first-time client, right? They're comfortable with your pricing, so they're willing to pay, and they pay for the service that you're going to provide. Then you provide a service better than what they expected. They're guaranteed to come back. Why would they take a chance on messing with somebody else, another artist, if you're still available? You know, if you're still available, why would they take a chance on messing with another artist if you've given them much better than what they expected for a price that they were willing to pay? That's an absolute win for you because you get to retain the client and gain more. And it's an absolute win for them because they got more than what they expected for what they paid, and possibly likely to give you a tip because they're comfortable with your pricing already. And then you've given them more than what they were already willing to pay for. Absolute win. And that can translate over to anything that you do. You know, if you're a baker, you know, they want a dozen donuts or something. Give them a baker's dozen. What's that, 13? Hey, it's one extra, but that's still one extra, you know? Or you're a baker that does creative toppers for your cupcakes or cakes or something like that. And they send you a picture of something that they want. And in your mind, you're thinking, ah, that's basic. That's amateur. I got this. And then you mess around and do something way better than the pictures that they sent you. Boom. And then if your cupcakes or your cakes or donuts or whatever taste good, really good, on top of the fact that it looks really good too, customer for life. You get a 5-star review. They're willing to pay for your service. They had certain expectations and you've surpassed their expectations. Absolute win. This is all about winning. This is doing what you can to do to win. Chris Rock said in a comedy special, he was talking about pharmaceuticals and drugs and all, but this is not drugs. Sorry for my dog shaking her head in the background, but this is not about drugs or anything. But he said the money's in the comeback. The money's not in the cure. The money's not in the upfront sale. It's in the comeback to keep the customers constantly coming back. That's what you want. The majority of clients that I have are return clients, and I have clients to the point where I still keep it professional no matter what I do. But every now and then we can have a light conversation and joke here and there, but I always keep it professional. And when my clients reach out to me, I've built such a rapport with them to where I could tell them straight up, look, I don't have the time right now. Let me finish this current assignment that I'm working on. And as soon as I finish with this, I can get to you. Most of my clients, they're return clients. They like my service. They like my pricing. They're willing to wait for me instead of going to another freelancer in order to get the service done that I provide for them each and every time. This is all about the wins. The wins. And what do wins deserve? Applause. This is an applause for you. Applause for yourself because you're winning. You got to do things to keep winning. The money's in the comeback. The money's not in the cure. It's not one and done. I used to work for a business. I'm not going to say what business or what industry because I don't want anybody who knows me or knows the history of this business to link back and start talking stuff and all that jazz and all that I want to avoid. But that business's motto was forget the customer, screw the customer. It's one and done. Hit the customer as hard as you can. And then the customer's gone and then on to the next. And I think that's an absolute terrible strategy. That is a terrible strategy because one and done, number one, you hit the customer once, you hit them hard, they're gone, they're never coming back. What if they had multiple projects that they wanted to purchase your equipment for? You know what I mean? Now you don't get that because you screwed them on the first deal. And then word of mouth, remember I told you, bad press. You know, you could get some 5-star reviews everywhere, but then that one customer, who knows how connected that one customer is? Who knows how popular that one customer is on Yelp or Google reviews? They could be one of those high rated 5-star trusted reviewers that people actually look for and listen to. And if they sit there and say that your business is a failure, you're a bad business person, terrible customer service, one and done, you stuck me and took advantage of me and all this and that and the other, you're done. You're ruined, completely done, completely ruined. You never want to do that. I don't care how desperately you need the money. You don't want to sit there and try to keep the lights on by sticking one customer, because once that one customer finds out how you did them and they start spreading that word of mouth, all of a sudden you notice business has been really slow lately. I haven't changed anything in my business plan, my business strategy. All my return clients aren't coming back anymore. What's going on? You messed around and screwed yourself because you took advantage of your customer. You stuck that customer. You got that bad review. The money is in the comeback. You always give your customer something to come back for, a good reason. Starting off with good customer service, following up with good pricing, and then finalizing with delivering the best of your ability. They've come to you for a reason already. They know what you're capable of doing. So now you have to exceed their expectations. That's how you get them to come back. If you can do it every time, do it. But if not, if it's not realistic for you to exceed their expectation every time, at least meet their expectation. Meet their expectation every time, because if you under deliver, they are going to seek out another freelancer. Guaranteed. They don't owe you anything. They don't owe you a second chance. They don't owe you another try. You might think so if you build a rapport with them and have a fairly decent relationship, but business is business. Nobody that's running a business that's trying to be a success is going to come to hire you and then accept subpar products from you, because that's going to affect their business. That's going to affect their bottom line. They're going to end up losing money because they're trying to maintain a loyalty to you. They're not loyal to you. They don't owe you anything. You have to gain their loyalty. You have to earn their loyalty and do everything you can to keep their loyalty. And the way you do that, under promise, over deliver. And when I say under promise, you know, I'm not talking about just saying that you might, and you don't sound confident. You definitely want to sound confident. But the under promising that I'm talking about is basically telling them I can do exactly what you're looking for. Knowing that you can do more and better than what they're looking for, you just tell them at least that you know that you can do what they're looking for. That way they don't have any expectations above that. So again, when you exceed that expectation, it's like, oh, wow. You know, I bought a dozen donuts and I got an extra donut. Cool. I mean, for real, man. How many times have you gone through the drive-thru at McDonald's or somewhere, or Burger King or somewhere, or wherever, Popeyes, and you order some nuggets, and you order like a 10-piece or a 20-piece nuggets, and you got like 21 nuggets or 22. It's only two nuggets, but you feel like an absolute winner, right? Because you came up on two extra nuggets. I mean, I know I'm a big old fat man and I'm talking from a fat man experience, and I'm not fat shaming anybody. I'm talking about myself, talking about my big old gut, but that's a win for me, man, to sit there and go through a drive through and end up with extra more than what I wanted. Or like you get those large fries and they fill up your fry tray, your fry cup, whatever, with full large fries. And there's a whole bunch of overlap that spilled into the bag too. And you got bag fries and large fries, and everybody knows bag fries are the best. For some reason, the fries in the bag taste better than the fries that's in the cup. Man, that's an absolute win. But anyway, just to close this short episode out, remember, if you can, in any field, I know I talk about photography all the time because that's my world, that's my life, but in any field that you're in freelancing, if you can, and not to your detriment, not to where you're losing money. Like if you're a clothing designer, if you can afford to throw in an extra t-shirt, do so. But if not, don't do that. Just make sure that you give them the quality that they're seeking, or give them a little bit better quality. That way, when it's time for them to re-up and buy new t-shirts, they'll be like, I bought these t-shirts from such and such, and here it is 2 years later, and they're still good. They still look good. They're still strong. They use great materials, and it didn't cost me a whole lot. That's what you want. You want that return client every single time. As much as you can, get that return client. Plus, it makes you feel, it makes me feel comfortable when I'm dealing with somebody I've been working with for years. I'm not nervous. I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? Such and such. Long time no chat. Good to hear from you. What can I do for you this time? And then I do something for them and I'm comfortable, because it's not a brand new, fresh start with a fresh new client. I've already established myself with this client. So I want those. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. We want new clients, add more clients to the list. That way it can add to our success or add to our bottom line, depending on what your goals are. But you want that return client to come back every single time. They know your pricing. They know what you're capable of. They know your timeline. You know, they know what you're going to deliver. It's an absolute win. They already come in knowing what they're going to get from you. So that way they could deliver what they need, pay you, and then go about their business, because they know by the time they're in, they're done with whatever they did for that day, when they check their email or whatever way you communicate, they know whatever you were supposed to deliver is going to be sitting there waiting for them. That's a win for them. That's a win for you. Under promise, over deliver. And I will talk to you guys next Tuesday at noon.